The full pads practices for the Senior Bowl are over, and the scouts and coaches have the bulk of the information they've come to Mobile for. Would you agree?
Absolutely. What will happen is over the course of tonight and tomorrow, most of the scouts will leave, go back to their home teams. And tomorrow, when they have their no-pads practice, it'll just be a skeleton of representatives from teams around the 32 leagues here in the stadium.
Okay. This is Tony Pauline, and let's get to the major issue as far as Packers are, fans are concerned. The Packers have a problem on defense they need to fix. And I'm going to ask you, Tony, what players from this week, the players are here, would you recommend to the Packers to help fix their problem on defense?
You know, I think it's going to be a lot of front seven players. Let's look at the linebackers. We talked about Chris Borland the past couple of days, just an intense, smart, complete linebacker. The fact that he's under 6 foot is really going to hurt him, but he can play at the next level because he's got great instincts, he's athletic, he's intense. You want to check out his shoulders because he's had some problems with them in the past, but if it pans out, he's a good second, third round choice. The other kid is Jordan Zumwalt, another guy we've talked about. Intensity's off the charts. He's a guy who's a three-down defender, can also play special teams for you. You know, I thought he was better in coverage than I expected. He's a tremendous pass rusher from the inside. You can also line him up at outside linebacker, so he's another guy. Christian Kirksey of Iowa has really impressed me. A lot of speed, someone you can line up at outside linebacker, maybe inside in a 3-4. Great pursuit skills, a terrific athlete, can drop off the line in coverage, gets a lot of depth, so he's someone to look for. Chris Smith has impressed me, a guy who was a defensive end at Arkansas, projects to a stand-up linebacker, doesn't have great height, under 6'2", but he gets a lot of upfield pressure.
I'm not hearing any safeties. You don't like this safety crop, do you?
Not really. I mean, some of them, Jamia Thomas, some of the other guys, they were good. Terrence Brooks of Florida State, you know, they're good cover guys, but they're 5'8". And, you know, if you put them in the NFC North, when the tight ends are making their ways down the seam, it's going to be a mismatch. You're not going to be able to cover them. The bigger guys just don't have the cover skills. The Lostons of Craig Lostons of LSU, you know, they're very good between the numbers, but I don't trust their ball skills. Keith McGill left the game today, left the practice today with a calf injury. It seemed minor, was a calf cramp. You know, maybe he's a guy to consider in that second, third round area, and then you transition him into the inside because I don't think he has the quickness to stay out at the cornerback position.
Who is the best defensive player in Mobile this week?
Oh, Aaron Donald, hands down. I mean, Aaron Donald, there were a lot of questions. You know, could he hold up under 6'1", under 290 pounds? And it was just nonstop go with the guy. I mean, from Monday's practice, he was absolutely dominant in every facet. Showed a power rush, showed great quickness, showed athleticism, terrific hand movement techniques. I mean, Aaron Donald, you know, I don't think he's a first-round choice, but I think a team late in round one who needs a pass rusher, an interior pass rusher with a creative defensive coordinator, may consider him.
Dee Ford, this is my last question. This is a guy I kind of have fallen in love with here. He's a speed rusher, an edge rusher. You called him a one-trick pony.
Yeah, I mean, what he did very well. But that was basically take wide angles around offensive tackles during drills and beat them. The problem is while it's good Senior Bowl practice, not going to hold up in the NFL. The disappointing thing for me with Dee Ford was, unlike some of the other undersized linebackers, Jeremiah Tatu, Adrian Hubbard, we mentioned Chris Smith of Arkansas before, was never used at linebacker, stood up over tackle at any point during the week. And most people project him as an outside linebacker in a 3-4. He's a natural speed rusher, but he's got to show more than just the ability to run around offensive tackles.
That's Tony Pauline, and I'm Vic Ketchman at the Senior Bowl.